Section 3, The End of Military Reconstruction. As you read, look for the uncertain outcome of statewide elections of 1876 and the eventual victory of Governor Francis T. Nichols, controversy and compromise in the presidential election of 1876, how victory by presidential candidate Rutherford B. Hayes led to the end of military reconstruction in the South, terms, redeemers, home rule. The election for governor and other statewide offices in 1876 had no clear winner. Francis T. Nichols was the Democratic candidate, and Stephen Packard headed the Republican ticket. Just as in 1872, both parties claimed victory and both set about establishing governments. On January 9th, the day after his inauguration, Democratic Governor Nichols approved of an attack on the Cabildo, which was home to a metropolitan police precinct and the chambers of the state Supreme Court. The outnumbered metropolitans quickly surrendered. The members of the state's highest court resigned, and Nichols appointed new ones. The Compromise of 1877. Despite the Democratic military victory, the final outcome of this dispute was decided not in Louisiana, but in Washington, D.C. The presidential election of 1876 was hotly contested and resulted in a period of uncertainty about whether the winner was Republican Rutherford B. Hayes from Ohio or Democrat Samuel Tilden from New York. Tilden won the popular vote, but was one vote short of the number he needed to win the Electoral College. There were 19 disputed electoral votes available in three states where election outcomes were also disputed. The states were Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina. After several months of power struggles, a commission that included members of Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court decided the presidential election in Hayes's favor. Many Americans were upset with that decision, some of them even accusing the new president of fraud. In addition to the formal decision in Hayes's favor, there had also been an informal deal behind the scenes that assured Hayes of the victory. In order to appease Southern Democrats, Hayes made several promises, including an agreement to remove all remaining federal troops from the South. In agreeing to this condition, Hayes ended the federal government's commitment to Reconstruction and handed control back to Democrats. The Redeemers. These Democrats called themselves Redeemers because they saw themselves as redeeming or saving Southern honor as they returned white Democratic political control. They called this white Democratic political control home rule. Thus, in the view of Democrats, the removal of federal troops and the end of Reconstruction constituted a form of redemption for them and their states. In Louisiana, the removal of federal troops ended the dispute between the Nichols and Packard factions. By April 1877, Packard and the Republicans had given in, and Francis T. Nichols became the sole governor of Louisiana. Reconstruction ended, but many challenges remained and many questions were still unanswered, especially with regard to the rights of former slaves and their descendants. Governor Nichols struggled with the myriad, extremely numerous issues he faced, including opposition from within his own party. Many contemporaries considered Nichols too moderate on issues related to the freedmen. The Democrats who opposed Nichols, many of them blatantly corrupt, called for a constitutional convention in 1879. They replaced the Equalitarian 1868 document with a new document that reflected their very different priorities. Their proposed constitution also called for new elections immediately, ending Nichols's term as governor 1 year early. Knowing he could not defeat the forces against him, Nichols returned to private life in 1880. In later years, while reflecting on what he called his private misfortunes during the Civil War, Nichols added, "Every battle I went into, I was wounded, and so could not serve all the time." Regrettably, this was also true of his first term as governor. In this case, the political wound he was dealt came from his fellow Democrats. Even after Democrats regained firm control of the state's political leadership, disagreements continued to plague politics, and the corruption that sullied, dirtied, dishonored the process continued unabated in the years to come. It is to that period in Louisiana history we now turn. Special feature. Step back in time at the LSU Rural Life Museum. Have you ever wished you could get into a time machine and visit the past instead of reading about it in a textbook? Well, it's possible to visit the past at LSU's Rural Life Museum. The museum is located at the Burden Research Plantation, a 414-acre agricultural extension station in Baton Rouge. It is made up of three different sections: the exhibit barn, the folk architecture section, and the plantation quarters. The exhibit barn contains hundreds of historical artifacts from rural life in Louisiana up to the early 20th century. These include a stationary 1861 Merrick walking beam steam engine, which was used to saw lumber, and a flatboat that was last used in the 1927 flood. The folk architecture section is made up of many buildings from the 19th century from all parts of Louisiana. Folk architecture means that the buildings were put together without any architectural plans, using local construction materials and reflecting local needs and traditions. The outdoor museum includes a country church, Carolina cabin, Acadian house, pioneer's cabin, shotgun house, with rooms stacked up one behind the other, and dog trot house, with a central breezeway. The plantation quarters is a complex of buildings from the 19th century that allows visitors to see what life on a plantation was like in Louisiana. Some of the buildings include a schoolhouse, kitchen, slave quarters, overseer's house, grist mill, commissary, sick house, blacksmith shop, and sugar house. In addition to the three permanent sections of the museum, there are special events throughout the year. Pets are not allowed, unless they are pet chickens, oxen, or mules. What do you think would be the most interesting section to visit?